Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Week, but it applies every week. Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, for us to go out there and play the way we played against a Colts team, for us to play the way we played last week versus one of the hottest offensive teams in the league, in the Bengals last week, and then to come out and just do that, I don't understand. I do understand. It is definitely scheme because the talent is there, and when you have the players come after the game and just say they don't know when Wilson comes and it's like we're the best defense on one play and then we're not on other plays. Like this is points strictly to the coaching and the positions that they're being put in on a play-to-play, game-to-game basis because it's not consistent and these guys seem to be confused.
I would also say that I've been going back and forth on Twitter just publicly with Trey, not like arguing, but like commiserating about the state of things. So I know he's like frustrated by this as a guy who played for this team and you know, was a very, I think, eloquent guest when he talks about this team. Think about what you're getting there, too. One each side of the ball. It's not like you're getting two guys who played defense or two guys who played offense. You're getting an offensive lineman and a guy who that offensive lineman would have been trying to stop saying the scheme sucks. Now, I think Trey, I'd probably say that their personnel is a little overrated because so many of the key guys are over 30, which is usually not a good sign in the NFL. But those two are saying it. Patrick Queen after the game is kind of hinting at, yes, we could have fixed these things, but we didn't. Mike is just dodging like it's no one's business. A very straightforward question about a wide open touchdown. Yeah, man, seems like the scheme... If the scheme is still interesting and good, his ability to call it on the fly and correctly play chess against the other offensive coordinators in the league has eroded.
Well, here's why I think he gives it away in their offseason moves. I think we know it's not a scheme thing. I mean, I think he knows it's not the system or the scheme that wins them games. If you believe that the system or scheme won you games, you'd spend less money on defense and you'd put more of it into the offense. Why would you put that amount of money into your defense if you were such a smart defensive schemer? You would look at your team and say, I would think logically, let me invest in the areas where I'm not as good and then let me coach up my defense.
I don't know. Teams do the opposite, though, with offense of what you're describing. If a team knows they've got a great quarterback, I think they try to load up and spend around the guy and then say, we have a great scheme and great players to run it. We'll just try to figure it out on defense with young guys. Like, I think Mike probably looked at his defense and said, my scheme is really good, and if I get really good players in here, best of both worlds, we'll be historically dominant. I think that's how they viewed it.
Well, then, by that way of thinking, then he is honestly one of the worst defensive coaches in the entire NFL.
I don't think he's in the upper half, that's for sure.
When you've spent that amount of money on defensive players, and these are the results you're getting?
Pony, his defensive philosophy is go get interceptions, go get fumbles, sack the quarterback. And when they don't do those things, and like a team has some answers for them, they get strafed. He acted like Joe Flacco, who's like close to the AARP designation, was the boogeyman.
I know, but that doesn't jive with what Trey said. Trey said they're confused. If the defense is just, hey, go out there and make a play, that's not being bogged down. That's not thinking on the field because it's a complicated defense and you don't know where you're supposed
to be. But I thought
one is it?
But I thought we were already told they simplified it once. So is it ultra complex and now even in its simplified version, it's still too hot to handle? Or do they have like the worst football IQ back there? I don't think Jalen Ramsey's got low football IQ. When I hear Patrick Queen talk, I don't think this is a guy that can't figure out basic concepts. I just think the scheme is junk. And I think the guy running it at this point or calling the plays and dialing up what he wants is getting beat in his chess matches repeatedly.
Well, then you've lost the competitive advantage that is having Mike Tomlin as your head coach. If Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, and Andy Reid had their former players saying, this offensive scheme is garbage, if I were the owner of the team and had agency over the situation, I would ask myself, well, wait a minute, why am I employing this guy then? He's supposed to, especially on his side of the ball, he's supposed to give me an advantage there.
I'm sure they would tell you Mike's advantages that he confers are twofold. They would say he's a great offensive or defensive mind, and his ability to get his guys to play hard for him is unrivaled.
But he's clearly not a defense. How could they?
I know he's not. I'm saying that's what they would say.
But how can they now? The results aren't there, and it's not out of a lack of, you know, the excuse that we have the Tomlin apologist calling into the show with for him overall is, well, look at the quarterbacks he's been given. Look at the quarterbacks. That's why their offense stinks.
You say how could they like be so blind as to not acknowledge what the defense is? When Art Rooney talks once a year about this team, he does so with the excitement of a guy ordering breakfast. Of course he could just ignore the obvious.
I'm not talking about him necessarily now. I'm now passing the football off to the people that defend him, fans that defend him. How do you defend his defense? What? Who's the blank? Who gets the Terrell Austin? His lieutenant? You're going to say the GM went out and got
actually,
bad guys.
The diehard Tomlin backers that are still out there absolutely say Terrell Austin is the guy who runs the defense. I do hear that. He is absolutely the guy who gets blamed. Or you could be like the one guy who was tweeting me today who insists that the main problem they have is that they have Jack Sawyer. That's a real thing that somebody says.
Wait, what?
Somebody has insisted to me that the two of the biggest problems they have are Jack Sawyer and Nick Herbig.
He plays 15 defensive snaps a game.
The person called them one-dimensional players.
Okay.
I'm just telling you that you want to know what the fringe is saying out there? That's some of the stuff they're saying.
All right, now you've got James Harrison and Trey Essex, two Super Bowl champions, just crushing Mike Tomlin and saying his coaching ways are basically antiquated and don't work anymore. The scheme is garbage and trash, says James Harris.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In the situation of the 25-yard more touchdown we ran up the seam against you guys, it was trips right, four verticals. Is that a situation where you have to check out of the cover three zone? Or is
I am not going to peel back the layers of how we function from a schematic standpoint, although I am impressed by the depth of your question.
All right, Mike Tomlin gets asked a scheme question. Didn't like it. Didn't want to answer it. Laughed about it. Tipped his cap to Chris Carter for asking a football nerd question.
Now, you believe that that was sarcastic cap tipping, right?
Yeah, okay. I do.
Never mind that Chris Carter's actual said this like 20 times already today. His actual contention there, like, hey, do you have to check out of that because that play beats your scheme there, is 100% correct.
Tomlin just doesn't like his coaching getting questioned by people that aren't, in his mind, ball knowers. Not former players, not coaches, media guys. Unless it's a very specific group of people inside the media, like his drinking buddy, Jay Glazer.
Jay has never questioned him.
In which case, Jay is allowed. Right. That's probably why they're such a
good relationship. So does he think James Harrison's not a ball knower?
No, I do think he would be put off by James's comments.
So he would say, I know better than James?
Probably.
I know better than Trey Essex, who went to Northwestern?
Yeah, I do. I do think Mike Tomlin thinks he has forgotten more football than those two know. How many of his former players has he brought back as coaches?
Joey Porter, who
wasn't a former player.
Who was gone by that point, but...
Who?
None.
Wax poetic on Hines Ward. Hines Ward's been coaching for a long time at a bunch of different places.
Well, most of his former players, in fact, all of them are too young to be on Mike's coaching staff. You have to be well past your prime and going nowhere in coaching.
Or you can be young but look old like Arthur Smith. That's the loophole. You can be 42 going on 75.
By and large, though, you have to be a guy going nowhere with no other prospects for Mike to hire you so he can tell you what to do.
4:17, time to check out the Christmas gift store at Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek. Let's get back to the phones here on Tomlin, and we'll begin with Matt in Coraopolis. Hello, Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man.
Hey, yeah, I mean, to what you were saying, I don't think Tomlin likes to be questioned by anybody, but that's all I'm calling. But you guys are absolutely not being hard on Tomlin. The past few years, it's been like a last-ditch effort to, you know, bring in a former MVP just so Tomlin can't, you know, just have one last shot at it. But, you know, Tomlin can't coach or develop a quarterback. So, in my mind, the only thing, what in an ideal scenario, this isn't going to happen, but we find a way to lose out, fire Tomlin, trade him, get whatever capital we can, let Arthur Smith go. I'm sick of seeing him, you know, and his mustache on the sideline every side of the week. But it's just, we're in a scenario where, and I kind of blame Art Jr. for this, right? We have this made-up badge of honor that, you know, we have these three coaches for whatever period of time, and it's just something that comes down from ownership that's never going to change.
That's why I don't think them losing out is going to get Mike Tomlin fired or traded. Unless there's something to this Josina Anderson story, but she's the only person who has it. And this is a little bit of fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. We already did this song and dance with Tomlin. Remember? 2 years ago? The whole thing, of, or was it, yeah, right? That might, my time.
Are we thinking about the LSU or USC thing, or?
No, wait, it was last year. When you had Jay Glazer and you had Adam Schefter. Actually, take that back. It was 2 years ago. It was before he signed his extension.
I think I said when something those guys, like, I think he's coached his last game, and that was pretty stupid.
When those guys were, like, making hints or making it sound like Mike could actually.
Peace out.
Just leave and maybe take a sabbatical in TV and then come back to coaching. So that's why this whole very nebulous report about how there's this long-standing coach out there who's looking for a change of scenery. Yes, I want it to be Mike Tomlin, but why would Mike Tomlin, other than the fact that he, all he cares about is winning a Super Bowl, if he values more stability, $20 million a year, and working for a family that's never going to fire him, he's not going to want to start over someplace else. Like, why would he want to go to Tennessee and work, for example? Why would he want to just like...
Why would he want to go literally anywhere else in football? There is no other place. You wouldn't want to go to the Bengals, the only place where they don't really fire coaches, because Mike Brown makes Art Rooney look like Richie Rich.
Let me ask you an interesting one, though. You say that. For some reason, and you brought this up, I think, last week. Let's say the Pegulas said, this is not working with Sean McDermott. We get in the playoffs, we usually win a game, but we don't see him as a Super Bowl caliber coach.
Mm-hmm.
But we have ties to Pittsburgh, we view Mike Tomlin that way.
Mm-hmm.
If Mike Tomlin had the option of going to Buffalo, mm-hmm. you still don't think he would take that job over this one?
He probably would, because he has Josh Allen there.
So you're
and then would he tell Josh Allen you're not allowed to throw to the middle of the field, like you're actually doing what I tell you to do? Probably not, because Josh Allen would predate him there.
Yeah.
And
the way he talked about Josh Allen today made me think that...
Effusive praise.
I believe, and I'm not even sure about this, if you gave Mike a draft of quarterbacks and he could take anybody off the board,
he'd take the first pick.
I think he might take Allen over Mahomes. Just hearing the way he talked about him.
Well, he probably views him like as a even faster Big Ben.
Yep.
Although maybe he wouldn't want to take a guy who reminds everybody of Big Ben because he's so sick of Ben getting all of the credit for the 08
Super
Bowl.
Well, once in a while, here's probably why he won't say Mahomes, because sometimes Mahomes turns the ball over, Chris.
Allen turned the ball over a ton a couple years ago.
Well, he's over that now. He's got that out of his system.
I'll be honest. I've thought about this. This sounds like very petty, and I don't actually, like, I guess this is more about me wanting to be right someday, if it ever happens, than like being petty towards Mike. If he were to go somewhere else and take another job, I would not root for him to succeed. Because it would chap my ass badly if he went somewhere where there was an established, obvious, very good quarterback.
Yeah.
And he basically took over that situation where maybe they even had like a coordinator worth keeping around on offense, and Mike just stepped in and,
yes.
and you know, took over. And then he would get all this credit for changing the culture. Let's go see him if he really wants to take another job. Take a gig somewhere where he's got to draft the next quarterback, install all the coaches, and then if he does all of that stuff and actually hires better people, I'd probably still try to claim victory by saying, look, he had to do what we all said he needed to do, but it would bug me if he got a bunch of like hollow credit for getting another franchise over the hump. Because I'm just, like, my problems with him go so far beyond just game day. It's all the stuff we just said about he doesn't hire good coaches. He has a backwards view of what winning football is anymore and what's like most integral to winning football. I would just not want to see all these national people who continue to want to like kiss his ass at all times be validated in any way, shape, or form.
Donnie, if you were Mike Tomlin and the Bills job became open in the offseason, would you want to leave here for that gig?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you have one of the quarterbacks in the league that I don't think on any list would be outside of the top five, probably not the top three, and maybe not even the top one. And the guy behind him in that offense is pretty good too, who doesn't usually get enough credit. I mean, yeah, the receivers and defense need work, but you have the thing that it will take to get over the hump.
Would the Bills be better with Tomlin than McDermott?
I think Tomlin and McDermott's the Spider-Man meme.
I don't really see a difference between the two either.
Two instant responses to this from our friend Fake John and Robinson. Buffalo more likely to move on from Bean and hire Weidel than move on from McDermott. Followed by J.E.E. saying, it's more likely McDermott will be the defensive coordinator under Tomlin next year than Tomlin will be the head coach of the Bills.
I can't really disagree with either one of those things. Here's Tyler next. Hello, Tyler.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey,
appreciate you taking my call.
Yep.
No, I couldn't agree with you guys more. I think the biggest thing that I see is just a lack of accountability. You know, obviously we don't know what goes on inside those walls, but we do know that Art Rooney's press conferences at the end of the year say about as much as what goes on. And two, you think of the national media. I think it's you guys and the Pittsburgh fans who are the only ones who really get on Tomlin. It's funny how they talk about we talk about schemes not being right, and they even talk about that, you know, on the national sports shows. But you know what they never talk about is who set those schemes in place.
I thought, and I'm going to put you on hold and give you the tickets for Pitt Miami.
Good call.
I thought Kozora, who you know I like, wrote a great article today about this. He said, because he works for Steelers Depot, they aggregate pretty much everything except some of his work.
Except what he does. He's like the original guy. He made a
very astute observation. He said, I watched all of the national TV reaction shows after the Bears game. Did you see this article?
I have to go read it now during the break.
He said, I saw all the national reaction shows. They talked Steelers-Bears, but it was all about the Bears and had nothing to do with the Steelers. And his point was, it for him triggered or like put a light bulb moment where he thought to the national football media right now, the Steelers are an irrelevant team.
So his takeaway wasn't they talked Bears to avoid talking Steelers and ripping Mike.
It's just like the Steelers are obviously the franchise has an enormous fan base. And when you talk about them, you usually get a reaction.
But so does the Bears because it's in market three and it's a big time.
But the Steelers are not looked at as a contending team. So the fact that they lost this game, like it wasn't grounds for a debate or a discussion. Who cares about them? You know, the Bears are 8-3. That's the story.
And they have the 1-1 pick and a new coach and they have all these other things.
Yeah. The Steelers were an afterthought. The Steelers were like the...
It feels like a fever needs to break among those people, though, to say, like, why are the Steelers an afterthought? Why are they just a team that we're saying earlier, maybe by a couple weeks than normal, is just fading badly? Huh. What is the common thread linking all of these disappointing crash-out seasons together? Couldn't possibly...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We be the head.
That music means it's time for a Donnie Football Debrief. Donnie's biggest football topic of the day is brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company. Over 100 years of baking experience. Donald?
The Debrief, November 25. 2025. So we listened to Mike Tomlin wax poetic about Hines Ward and give his pitch on Hines's candidacy into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And that is timely because the list of 26 modern day semifinalists came out for the class of 2026. A few guys that are first-year ballot guys, two quarterbacks, Drew Brees, Philip Rivers, Frank Gore, Larry Fitzgerald, Jason Witten.
Yeah. And then with Hines Ward and this backlog of wide receivers that now includes Larry Fitzgerald, I see no path for him to even make it to the list of finalists. He's been a semifinalist 10 times since he retired. That's a lot. The only guys with more semifinalist appearances who are still on the ballot would be Torrey Holt with 12.
Embarrassing admission. Wait a minute.
And that might be it. Yeah. He's got the second most appearances currently of guys to make it this far in the process, but they can't get over the
embarrassing
hump.
Embarrassing admission. Every time I think of Torrey Holt, I always think he's in the Hall of Fame.
That's because Isaac Bruce is.
I know.
And it's weird to think that one is in and one is not. Just like, that would be like Swan being in and Stallworth not being in.
I mean, Holt not being in, despite having played his career in a much friendlier offense for wide receivers, not great for Hines, because the numbers are very impressive for Holt.
They very rarely take two guys at the same position, unless it's like two iconic quarterbacks that come in at the same time, and they're both on the ballot. It's usually one or the other. Would anyone in this room, and anyone on our text line, and anyone on our YouTube page, and anyone who can go to X or Twitter and watch the show live there, would anyone say that Hines Ward should be in the Hall of Fame ahead of Larry Fitzgerald?
No.
No.
No?
Nope.
Okay, so then the question becomes, is he the second best wide receiver that's up for the Hall of Fame right now? And those options would include Holt, who we already mentioned, Steve Smith with the Panthers and Ravens, Reggie Wayne, and that's it. That's the next tier of wide receiver here. Do you like him ahead of all those guys?
God, Steve, I keep forgetting
Smith's career was.
Smith's
a close one for me, man.
I keep forgetting
very similar players.
Steve Smith was a more visible, and Hines Ward would knock your head off smiling. Steve Smith never smiled, but he would knock your head off. Boy, that is a tough one.
And Donnie, he's got the same thing going for him.
I ding Reggie Wayne because of who he played with a little bit.
And he wasn't the best guy there.
Well, I mean Manning by that, but he put up big numbers in an offense basically designed to put up big numbers for wide receivers.
I agree with that. That he was not the best.
Although,
wide receiver.
You know my take on Marvin Harrison, the player. Forget about Marvin Harrison, the somewhat questionable off-field person. Made me insane that he would catch so many balls and then fall down if it was over the middle rather than take a hit. Like, literally the antithesis of Hines Ward.
Yeah, but I mean, do we get on Franco for running out of bounds?
No, we don't. Like, I still hate it.
Do you?
Sometimes he would do it all the time. Harrison, like, there would be room to keep getting yards, and he'd be like, nope, I'm going down like a sack of bricks. Remember when Manning fell down in the pocket to take a sack and just got up and fired one?
Completed a pass, and they just didn't do anything about
it. Still can't believe that happened. Anyway, Steve,
you're having a hard time with this, it sounds like.
I think I gotta say that Hines' Super Bowl MVP puts him slightly.
Ooh, a tiebreaker. Donnie, do you agree with that?
And Smith was known as like a little ball of hatred. But I don't think he had the reputation as like a legitimately great and ferocious blocker. He was just like a guy who would knock your head off if he got the chance. Like physically just punch your head off.
Just top of my head, I would go Hines.
That is a really close one, though. And I wouldn't want Steve Smith to hear me say that because he'd just like, you know, deliver like a choke slam to me even though he's 5'9".
Now, where do you think
they
come...
Or try to sleep with your wife, which I think he also is...
famous for doing.
Yes.
So it's interesting. We do that career similarity score bit. Steve Smith, by that metric on Pro Football Reference, should be in ahead of him. Most similar careers, Isaac Bruce, Chris Carter, Andre Reed, James Lofton, then Harold Jackson, Henry Ellard, then Andre Johnson, again, just like Hines, Tim Brown, Art Monk, and Biletnikoff.
I don't know. My issue...
That little bit.
I have to confess hometown bias here on this one. Like, these guys that are other borderline guys, I just have a very hard time vouching for them over Hines. You know, especially
I think that's fine.
Especially when you can find chinks in the armor and warts on their resume. Like, you just brought up the Reggie Wayne and Torrey Holt. Reggie Wayne and Torrey Holt both have the same problem. They were in high-powered offenses, and they were not even the number one wide receiver in their offense. They weren't. Hines Ward now...
They kept trying to make Hines Ward not the number one wide receiver. They drafted Plex. They drafted Troy Edwards.
I was just going to say that.
he kept coming back.
So I think...
Yeah, I think I would actually admit or cop to the same thing. I have some definite hometown bias against
because Smith has a similar style and the numbers are better.
I think Smith was a more explosive player, but I don't think that means he was a better player.
And look, I do think, and this obviously is not, this is like a circumstantial thing too, but I do weight your production a little bit more if you did it in bigger games and it contributed more to team success. I know that's not fair for guys that like drew the short end of the straw.
Yeah, but that can be a tiebreaker still. That can be a useful tiebreaker.
Like, I'm not going to go to the extreme end of that, Donnie, where I think Julian Edelman should be in the Hall of Fame.
If we're talking big postseason games, right? Steve Smith in their run to the Super Bowl where they lost the Classic to New England.
Yeah.
5 for 135 and a touchdown. 6 for 163 and a touchdown. Quiet game against Philly in the NFC title game. And then 4 for 80 and a touchdown. But he doesn't have the iconic play that Mushin Muhammad does in that game. Actually, Steve Smith's been a very productive playoff player.
I think it's close, man. But I would probably go Hines.
If I told you Steve Smith's played in 11 playoff games, how many catches, yards, touchdowns do you think he's got?
How many, 11?
He's played in 11 of them total across all of his teams. Obviously,
maybe he's got 850 yards?
59 catches, 1,001 yards, and that's 9 touchdowns, man. That is pretty damn good. He's got a 200-yard game on his resume in the playoffs.
Now, where do you think they come down on the quarterbacks? I think Breeze is a
Breeze
sure.
should be yep. as a lock.
Then it's Eli's second shot, and it's Rivers' first.
You guys know my opinion on Manning. I know what the record is, and I know he threw a lot of interceptions. My take on him ultimately is he played the position for a very long time as a starter. For the majority of his career, he gave his team a chance to win. And then in the biggest of games, he took the sword out and cut off the dragon's head not once but twice.
And had to take it from him, didn't have it handed to him.
And if Joe Namath is in the Hall of Fame because he upset the Colts and then had knee injuries, like, how do we not...
I was just going to say it's the Joe Namath corollary.
How do we not apply that same...
Also played in New York City, which absolutely matters,
I don't think it should.
It doesn't matter as much as it does in, like, baseball if you're a great New York Yankees player, but it matters. And I think the Namath thing is probably the best comp.
But I think there are a lot of... I've talked to them. I know a lot of NFL players that are, like, offended by the thought of Eli Manning being in the Hall of Fame. I cut quarterbacks more slack. There are not enough quarterbacks in the Hall of Fame. It's the most important position. He won 2 Super Bowls. It wasn't like a farce where he then turned back into a backup quarterback like Kurt Warner did and then had a late season renaissance with the Cardinals. He was a starting quarterback in the NFL for the better part of 15 years.
And 8-4 in the playoffs, 18 touchdowns, yeah. 9 picks. Like, the passer rating's not great, but in some of his biggest games, it was quite good.
And Donnie, I don't have a problem with Rivers getting in either.
Breeze is an obvious cut above those two, though.
Yes, by far.
Should be clear.
And if I'm ranking the 3-0-4 quarterbacks, I'm going Roethlisberger, Manning, Rivers.
Who's Roethlisberger going to go in? Or who's going to be on the ballot when Roethlisberger
I think it's pretty loaded. I'm pretty sure Gronk is on the ballot. I'm pretty sure Peterson will be on the ballot. Adrian, that is.
Any other QBs, though, that'll be there. Ben's last year would be 2021, so did anybody else hang him up? When did Matt Ryan play his last year? 23?
But he was a year later.
22?
I want to see, because he played against Kenny. I want to see when he was with the Colts. I want to see if they have the balls to make Ben wait a year.
If they made Eli as a 2-time champ, albeit with far worse career numbers weight.
I think technically, too, wouldn't AB technically be on the ballot?
Well, we
know
that's
getting in.
That's not happening.
Now, Derek has tweeted and says, Pony, if you've got that logic for Manning, then you should put Jim Plunkett in there too.
No, not even close. Not even close. Jim Plunkett, you're telling me beating Ron Jaworski in the Super Bowl is the same thing as beating Tom Brady? Come on now, Derek. You think that's apples to apples there?
If he had beaten, just for argument's sake, if he had beaten, I'll just throw out a quarterback who was good, never great, Jeff Garcia twice in the Super Bowl, would that like seriously hinder his candidacy for you?
Yes, it would. It absolutely would.
I'm just making sure. I think that's fair. I agree with Pony on that.
He
did beat the boogeyman.
Like, the guy he beat that really nobody else could.
Oh, if I were Eli, I would lord that over like some of my peers. I'd be like, hey, if I were him and I wanted to bust Roethlisberger's chops, if I ever saw him out and about at like a big function, I'd be like, oh, Brady, the guy you couldn't beat, child's play, did it twice.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I would absolutely ham it up about that.
I mean, and he does.
Think about it, Chris.
He should.
You love bringing up the point that they avoided the Patriots twice in the playoffs.
Even Jake Plummer beat him. Mr. Shrooms.
He killed the Patriots. So that's where I feel
Tom
like
Brady would have nine Super Bowls.
Vindicated.
Tom Brady would have nine Super Bowl titles if it wasn't for Eli. Nine.
Breaking news too here in the debrief for Sunday's game.
Oh yes.
The Bills are so desperate at wide receiver that they have signed Brandon Cooks, and I don't know if it's to the practice squad or not. I can't tell if it's active roster. So his odyssey around the NFL continues, where he's playing for. Usually he's getting traded.
All right, I'm going to play a game with you guys. Can you, Pony, you'll be able to do this. Donnie, Brandon Cooks has played for technically five distinct NFL teams. Can you give me the order of the team of Brandon Cooks' career, team to team?
God, the order.
Yes, give me the order. He has played for five different teams in his NFL career.
You got this, bro.
Can you give me the order in which he has played for them?
Wait, we're not counting this.
You don't have to count the Bills. There's five up till now. He's going to make it six if he sees the field with the Bills, so just take them out of it.
Started with the Rams, right?
No. Oh no. Pony, do you
Patriots?
No.
No.
The Saints.
Okay, so he was with the Saints first. Okay.
Yes. He went Saints, Patriots for a year,
Rams
for 2 years.
Texans?
Yep.
Texans, and then?
Back to the Saints.
No the Cowboys.
Oh, Jesus. Well.
It's all right. One of the things.
How could I forget where a guy that's played for a third
can
of the
I just tell
started?
You? Can I tell you this? Like, we always hear, even though he was early in his
could
career.
Could you imagine Callis being asked that question?
I believe Cooks. He played for the Utah Jazz. A three-year stretch, granted, it's with, what, Breeze, Brady, and then would have been by this point, I think, Goff still, 18, with the Rams.
Yes.
Three different teams in 3 years, 1,173-8, 1,082-7, 1,204-5. Three different places in 3 years, three different systems, three different quarterbacks, and the man just, for lack of a better word, Donnie, cooked.
That was the Donnie Football Debrief. All right, let's go back to the phones here and talk to Adam. He's on the fan. Hello, Adam.
Yeah, hey, I'm a first-time caller here, so
nice.
I'll do my best.
You're okay.
Yeah. Hey, to be honest, I'm exhausted with the Tomlin stuff. I agree with. I mean, I'm up there with Mark Madden. I've totally had it. But if you want to switch, did you want to switch the subject? Or there's a couple of fun facts that I don't think a lot of people know about him, but we can talk more about who? Oh, Mike Tomlin.
Fun facts that people. I thought you just said you had it with the Mike Tomlin conversation, and now you want to.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So if you're wore out and you changed the subject just now, just let me know. Okay,
so you want me to text you or call you and let you know when we're. Changing the topic to something else?
Oh, no, of course not. I just didn't want to backtrack 20 minutes ago when I first called in.
Go ahead. You can say whatever you want about Tomlin.
Oh, okay, great.
Well, within reason.
Hey, so, all right, so when he was a defensive coordinator in Minnesota, his defense was last in the league.
In what?
Another thing is that...
last in the league in what?
Just like everything, like stats, or like in general, I don't know how they generalize it. I don't know if it's yards or, yeah, well, it must be yards.
When he was in Minnesota as the defensive coordinator, they were 14th in points allowed and they were 8th in yards allowed.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.